Armoire makes getting dressed easy. With a clothing rental membership from Armoire, you can build the perfect wardrobe with brands that are high quality, unique, and recommended just for you. All you have to do is take a 5-minute style quiz and select items from your dynamic, personalized closet. And the styles show up at your door in as little as 2 days. Then when you're ready for new clothes, just swap them out for more new-to-you styles. So I've been using Armoire and I'm actually wearing one of their shirts right now as I'm recording this, and it's a great idea. You don't have to commit to buying the clothes, but you can really start to explore your own personal style. Like if there's a trend or something that you've been wanting to maybe try but not commit to, this is absolutely perfect. Because if you don't like it, you just put it back in the bag and get something else. Because we've all been there. You open your closet, and even though it's packed, you feel like you have nothing to wear. And with Armoire, that's a thing of the past. They make it effortless for all women to turn heads with stylish everyday looks. You can rent high-quality designer clothing for any occasion, and it's all tailored to your personal style. Plus, you don't have to do laundry, and you don't have to go shopping. It truly could not be any easier. And right now, my listeners can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off their first month, which is up to $125 off. Just visit armoire.style/ATTWG. That's armoire.style, armoire.style/ATTWG to get up to 50% off your first month and never worry about what to wear again. Try Armoire today. Has it ever felt like you're doing everything right? You're eating healthy, you're working out, and yet your energy still crashes, or your mood swings hit out of nowhere, like a twist in a crime story that you didn't see coming. Listen, I've been there too, and what I've discovered is that many of these issues could be tied to hormonal imbalances, like a hidden criminal lurking in the background, throwing everything off track. But here's the good news. This is one mystery that you can solve with Happy Mammoth. There's no need for a long investigation. Just take the free 2-minute quiz from Happy Mammoth. You answer a few questions about what you're experiencing and where you're at in life, and you'll uncover the real culprit behind your hormonal symptoms. And the best part? After taking the quiz, you'll get a personalized recommendation to help you balance your hormones so you can finally feel like yourself again. According to a survey, after taking Hormone Harmony, 86% of women started to lose weight. 77% said that it improved their mood. And the biggest benefit? 100% of women surveyed said they're feeling like themselves again. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code ATTWG at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code ATTWG for 15% off today. We sleep better when we sleep cool. As the weather is getting warmer, staying cool while we sleep will be top of mind. Organic and natural bedding sleeps cooler than cheaper synthetic alternatives, and they last longer too. A fresh season calls for a fresh start, and that includes your bed. From seriously soft organic cotton sheets to breathable silk and luxurious down duvets, Avocado Green's bedding makes it easy to reset your space sustainably. Perfect for hot sleepers in warmer months, Avocado Green sheets and duvet inserts are naturally breathable and help regulate temperature, so you sleep cool, dry, and comfortable all night long. Avocado bedding is thoughtfully designed and expertly crafted for lasting durability. From reinforced stitching to premium long staple organic fibers, every detail is made to stand the test of time, wash after wash, season after season. We sleep better when we sleep cool, so head to avocadomattress.com today to save 10% on all bedding and 50% on clearance bedding. Avocado, dream of better. On April 13th, 2021, Paul Flores was arrested for the 1996 murder of Cal Poly freshman Kristen Smart. His father, Ruben Flores, was also arrested and charged with accessory after the fact. After over a year and a long preliminary trial and an even longer trial, today, October 18th, 2022, the Smart family finally has justice for their daughter. This is Kristen Smart, The Verdict. When a person goes missing, there's a special kind of pain in the not knowing. I want to tell you the stories of those who never came home. Today, I want to update you on the case of Kristen Smart. I'm Kona Gallagher.
And I'm Ethan Flick.
And this is And Then They Were Gone. For joining us. Now, this is going to be a very quick update episode. We haven't, you know, written anything down really. This is just basically to give you an update on the Paul Flores trial. I don't want to call it the Kristen Smart trial because she's not on trial, even though, right. You know, a lot of people refer to it that way. This is the Paul and Ruben Flores trial. After weeks and weeks of testimony, and 4 days of deliberation, in the Paul Flores case, we do have both of the verdicts today. So just to catch you up, and I've done a few TikToks on this, and more importantly, if you're interested in this case at all, please, if you haven't been already, go listen to the Your Own Backyard podcast. So Chris Lambert, you know, a lot of you know, and we mentioned this when we did our two-parter on Kristen Smart, like he's the one that really brought this case back into the limelight and kind of pressured investigators to look back into it because he started it, I believe, in 2017. So, you know, over 20 years after Kristen Smart's Memorial Day weekend murder in 1996. And Paul Flores has been a suspect from the very beginning, and nothing was being done. Once his podcast came out, though, the investigation did get started back up. And, you know, in April of last year, both Paul and his father, Ruben, were arrested. And I and many, many people believe that 100% would not have happened if it weren't for the podcast. So we're just going to give you like the quick overview of what's been going on and what the verdict was. Just to talk a little bit about the trial, you know, Chris has been doing weekly recaps of it because he's been in the courtroom every day and I've been listening to those. I did make a prediction that did not come true.
Which was?
So Paul Flores is a slimy weasel, basically. And he has spent his entire life getting out of situations and not having to take responsibility for his actions for one reason or another. Whether it's because the justice system was kind of working in his favor or his parents were helping him, you know, cover things up. Like he's never faced real consequences. One of the things that came up in the trial to a degree, because there was a lot that the judge deemed not admissible for this trial, and we covered this briefly in our episodes, is that in the past 20 years since this murder happened, Paul Flores has been accused by multiple women of drugging them and sexually assaulting them. This is an MO of his, apparently. There are many women who have come out and said that this has happened to them over the years, and a few of them were able to testify in this trial.
Oh, so the judge did let a few testify?
Yes.
That's really rare.
Yeah, no, I know. It was, I mean, terrible, honestly, hearing about it. Yeah, so two women, I believe, actually testified, and it was just awful, but there are way more than two. But he has never faced criminal consequences for these. So my prediction was, you know, I was listening to Lambert's recaps of this trial, and he was really great at taking detailed notes because you can't have like audio or, you know, visual equipment in the courtroom. So he had to just handwrite his notes. But Paul Flores' lawyer, Robert Sanger, didn't really seem to be very good at his job. And in his defense, there's a lot of evidence against Paul. So there really wasn't a lot he could work with there, but his questions were completely asinine. And it seemed to be clear, at least from, you know, Chris's retelling of it, that neither the judge nor the jury particularly liked him. The big crux of the case is that Paul Flores was one of the last people to see Kristen Smart alive. He and another friend walked her home to her dorm from a frat party.
Right.
There, it was him and a girl, and she left, and he said, yeah, I'll get her the rest of the way home. You know, it's on my way. And Kristen never made it home. So the defense was basically, obviously broad overview, the defense was basically, well, what if she did make it home? That was a big part of it. And so they, you know, they called her roommates and suite mates and friends, and everybody's like, what? No, she didn't come home. And they're like, but what if she climbed in the window? Or, you know, it's just like,
are you sure that was the last time you saw her?
Yeah. And it's like, no, we were sleeping in the room. Like, we would have known. And they're like, but would you have? And then, you know, there's a big thing with the cadaver dogs alerting on Paul's room,
right?
Specifically his bed, his mattress, and his trash can.
Which had already been cleaned.
Yeah, exactly. And so, like, obviously they tried to discredit that in a myriad ways. But my favorite was Sanger asked, like, multiple witnesses, like, hey, did you know that Paul Flores worked at this, like, on-campus restaurant? And they're like, I don't know. Did he? Like, and they're like, did you know that he made beef tip sandwiches there? And they're like, wait, what? Like, it was just a bizarre line of questioning. But, like, what he was apparently trying to get at
was that the cadaver dogs hit on the scent of
beef tip sandwiches.
Wow.
Yeah. And so the dog handler was like, that is not how this works. Like, what? Like, how do you think we would get anywhere if dogs would alert on, like, sandwiches?
Right.
Like, it was just, you know, not to make light of the situation, but there were parts of this that were so ridiculous. It just seemed surreal. And that was definitely one of them. The prosecution's theory of the case is that Paul took Kristen back to his dorm room and either attempted to rape or raped her, and during that process, she died in some way. Whether it was on purpose or an accident, obviously they don't know. But they do believe that Kristen Smart died in that room, and that Paul Flores called his father, Ruben Flores, to help him out and dispose of the body. They believe that the body had been moved several times, and at one point, fairly recently, she was located under the deck of Ruben Flores's home. So that's kind of how Ruben got, you know, roped into this. Now, they did ground penetrating radar. They did all these soil tests to determine if, you know, there was a body under there. There was not a body under there. But there was a good amount of evidence that there had been. And based on what was and wasn't in the soil, the prosecution believes that she had been wrapped up in a tarp or some other impermeable material and had been under there. So, like, there weren't the things that you would expect to see if just a body alone had been in there, but there was enough to indicate that something happened under there. Because again, a tarp, you know, isn't completely airtight. It's not completely, like, completely waterproof.
Right.
So,
but there wouldn't be a large amount of detritus.
Exactly.
Or
blood or, you know, anything like that.
Right.
So they did find, you know, some, but that's kind of what they thought. Now, some of the tests that indicated, like, human remains apparently could also be indicative of ferrets. So that was another thing that Sanger tried to do, was like, well, but maybe there are just dead ferrets under his yard, under his deck.
Like a whole litter of ferrets that just died.
Yeah. Like, and there was literally a, like, 4x6 section of soil that indicated there was a body there.
Or ferrets.
or a buckload of ferrets or weasels at one point. Like, I mean, it was bad. And he had these, you know, he had his experts, the defense had their experts, and they were just like, not at all. They're like, oh, well, I read a study about a thing once and I've done a lot of studies on birds. Like, none of it made any sense. So I was thinking that Paul was going to go through the majority of this trial and kind of get a feel for how things were going. And then I thought he was going to take a plea deal.
Oh.
Because ultimately, I mean, while the Smarts, you know, obviously want to see him in prison, they want their daughter back. Kristen Smart, by all indications, was under that deck, but it is believed that she was moved in early 2021, and nobody knows where she is now. As early as 2010, Paul's lawyer at the time had indicated that, you know, like, hey, if you give us a sweet deal, like, maybe I can get him to tell you where the body is.
I mean, without actually saying that, because that would be incriminating.
Yeah. But I mean, there was stuff like that. Like, it was just ridiculous, right? So I really thought he was just going to try to weasel his way into a deal. You know, when the trial concluded, when the jury went to deliberations and they were deliberating for, you know, 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, and there wasn't any talk of a deal. Like, I was actually surprised because I really didn't think that it would come down to this, you know, because he has such a sense of self-preservation that I figured he would have seen how this was going for him and bailed out sooner. But again, I don't know. I mean, with somebody like this, who's maybe a narcissist, I don't know, like, he just thinks that everything's going to work out for him in the end, I guess.
Well, I mean, up to this point, it has.
Well, exactly. So the verdict came in today, this afternoon, California time, and Paul Flores was found guilty of first-degree murder. And that was not a shock, given the evidence. What was kind of a shock was that his father, Ruben, was found not guilty.
Right. I saw that.
Yeah. So he was found not guilty, which, you know, my first reaction was like, how? Like, it is so clear. You know, they laid out the story that makes perfect sense, which is, you know, Ruben brought him the truck and the truck, you know, that's how they transported her body. He helped his son bury her. He helped his son move her. He knew about this the whole time. You know, they laid out a good story. But once I stopped and thought about it, it really is all circumstantial when it comes to him.
And right. There's no actual hard evidence that he did any of it.
That he knew about
that
it, right?
Knew, like, yes.
Because there is hard evidence that Kristen was buried at his home, but Paul was living at that home.
Right.
So, like, you know, there's just no hard evidence that Ruben Flores knew about any of this. And do I think he did? Like 155%.
Yeah, absolutely. But
I get it.
Yeah, I mean, that's unfortunate. That's the system.
Yes, this sucks. Like, he is guilty as hell. He got off, but I understand why the jury came to that conclusion. And I respect it because, you know, that's the conclusion we want them to come to when there really isn't hard evidence, even if you know, quote unquote,
yeah,
that he's guilty.
Yeah. I mean, there's reasonable doubt. So they have to act on that.
Yeah. And it's unfortunate, but I mean, he's also in his 80s. He's going to be dead soon anyway. He looks like a leather shoe. So, like, I'm not terribly worried about it. But I do want to say, like, the way this trial worked is Ruben and Paul had separate juries because there were pieces of evidence in Paul's trial that the judge ruled would be prejudicial in Ruben's trial. So they wanted to keep the jury separate so that Ruben's jury couldn't hear certain issues. So the way it would work is Paul's attorney would do his cross and then Ruben's attorney would do his cross. And they'd like switch out the juries between this. Yeah, it was like,
seems really complicated.
It was. So the trial was held, you know, all at the same time, but with two different juries. Paul Flores's lawyer, you know, Sanger, he obviously had like a much heavier load to bear because one, you know, it's first degree murder versus accessory after the fact.
Right.
And, you know, there's obviously a lot more evidence against Paul than there was Ruben. So Sanger did most of the questioning, and then, you know, Misek, Ruben's attorney, would just kind of come in and do little things afterwards. So I didn't really have much of an opinion on Ruben's attorney until today when the verdict came out. And I read this quote by him, like, fuck that guy. So this is a quote from SanLuisObispo.com that was published today. And this was after the verdict. And, you know, of course, like, the press is asking all the lawyers and everybody for comment. Misek said Ruben Flores now has to go home, quote, and rebuild the deck that was destroyed, end quote.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not even like a mention of his son going to prison. He has to go rebuild
it. Well, no, there. Deck. I mean, there is. He gets to that. But that was his lead. And it's like, not even like, hey, there's a murdered girl here. My client had his deck destroyed, which he didn't. He had the fucking lattice work like messed with. Like, the deck is still there. I don't know. But regardless, what an unbelievably classless thing to say. He went on to say that he feels that there is, quote, reasonable inference, end quote, that Smart is still alive, and that he thought Paul Flores' attorney will likely file for a new trial since, quote, there are plenty of grounds, end quote. He's out here. Like, here's the thing. You're the lawyer in a very high-profile case, and your client just got acquitted.
Yeah, just leave.
Like,
just,
you could just say nothing.
Just don't say anything.
Just say nothing.
Yeah.
You know, make a little boilerplate like, you know, we're happy the justice system worked, you know, blibbity blue, yeah, whatever the fuck.
Right.
And then get the fuck out of there and go on vacation and don't talk to anybody else.
Yeah, that's like, what he should have done.
What a dick. This is why people don't like defense attorneys, you know? Well, that in Law and Order, because, you know.
Right.
But it's stuff like that. It's like, just say nothing. I don't understand. There are obviously going to be a lot of appeals. Paul Flores has not been sentenced yet. Sentencing will come later. It's still going to be a process. I cannot imagine that Paul will ever at this point give up any more information about where Kristen is unless he gets something for it.
Right.
And
which they still could.
They could. I just don't know that there's anything
to life instead of death or.
Yeah, but it's California. Like, he's not.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah. I just don't think there's anything good enough, because apparently in 2010, the deal that they were trying to work out was that he literally didn't go to prison at all.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's.
Like, so. And he still didn't. Like, well, because obviously they weren't going to accept that. But I don't know. But I was wrong about him taking a plea deal. So literally, what do I know? All I know is that when the verdict for Paul was read, Stan Smart, Kristen's dad, smiled and he put his arm around his wife. And so they have at least gotten some measure of justice. There is no closure.
No.
Especially with Kristen still out there.
Right.
But they know that after 25 plus years, that this guy who has hurt Kristen and hurt so many other women is finally facing consequences. So it's not perfect.
No, but at least there's some semblance of justice here.
Yeah. So that's it. I mean, that's all. We just wanted to bring you the update. Like I said, go listen to Your Own Backyard. We will still be coming back with our normal episode this Friday. And we will see you then.
See you then.
You can see all the sources for this episode along with photos and videos at our website, andthentheyweregone.com.
Be sure to follow us on social. And then They Were Gone Pod on Facebook and at ATTWG Pod on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. If you like what we're doing, please subscribe and consider leaving a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. It will help new listeners find us. And the more people that listen, the more chances we have of bringing someone home.
And Then They Were Gone is hosted by Kona Gallagher and Ethan Flick. Our research writing and editing is done by Kona Gallagher. Theme music is The Stork by Ketza. Additional music is provided by Kai Engel. And Then They Were Gone is a Little Monster production.
Hey, you can do it!
This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and diminished our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make a variety of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more. All made right here in the USA, from growing the cotton and adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Granger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. It prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Granger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.